Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So the question is, peace in the Middle East, how long will it last? Since obviously it's been going on for millions of years. And the president doesn't want to get involved in the New York City mayor's race, as Curtis Sliwa says, he's not going anywhere. And Jack Cittarelli has a big event planned tomorrow with a bunch of law enforcement. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. So Mikey Sherrill bringing in the big gun of Josh Shapiro and the little squirt gun of little Pete Buttigieg. So according to David Wildstein at NJ Globe, big name Democrats are flocking to New Jersey to boost Representative Mikey Sherrill's bid for governor, with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Little Pete Buttigieg headed to the state this month. Both will headline high dollar fundraisers for the New Jersey Democrat State Committee, with ticket prices ranging from $100 to $79,000. Shapiro will be at the home of Livingston Deputy Mayor Sean Klein on October 25th, along with Josh Gottheimer. He is a congressman up in North Jersey. The host committee includes a bunch of Democrat elected officials. Buttigieg is going to appear at the Watermark in Asbury Park on October 30th. And they've got some other Democrat elected officials who are going to be on that committee. So these guys are coming in for Mikey Sherrill, as there's a lot of panic right now because more Republicans than Democrats have registered to vote in New Jersey. In 2025, New Jersey added 31,000 registered Republicans. Democrats lost 11,106. Now, look, obviously, Democrats still way outnumber Republicans, but little things like this tell me a lot about the state of the race. So New Jersey added 16,836 new voters before the state's voter registration deadline, which was October 14th. About 2,200 of those were Republicans, 1,400 were Democrats, and 13,000 were unaffiliated. The Natural Law Party, which has been defunct since 1984, added 13 new voters since October 1st, another indication that the New Jersey Motor Vehicles Commission has not fixed a glitch in its motor vehicle registration system. Democrats hold a significant registration advantage in the state. There are 854,000 more registered Democrats in New Jersey than Republicans. For a time, the Democrat edge in New Jersey was over a million. With Democrats outnumbering unaffiliates for the first time, those numbers have reset themselves. The largest increase in registration during the final stretch came in Hudson County. They added about 2,200 new voters. About 400 of them were Democrats, and about 200 of them are Republicans. So it's actually a good sign in a very blue county like Hudson County, New Jersey, that there are so many new Republicans that have been registered. Again, little things like this tell me a story. The story is that Republicans are absolutely very engaged as we're heading now into the final weeks of this final 2 weeks as of today. 2 weeks from today is Election Day. And about 6.3% of New Jersey voters have already voted so far. And Republicans are winning on the percentage of the rate of return of ballots that they had requested. So you requested a mail-in ballot, you turned it back in. Republicans are leading on that front. Obama is going to campaign with Mikey Sherrill in the final stretches of this race. They are very worried about losing this one. They should be. Absolutely should be. Former President Barack Obama will campaign with Representative Mikey Sherrill on Saturday, November 1st, giving New Jersey Democrats some heavy national star power in the final stretch of the gubernatorial campaign. Again, this is from New Jersey Globe. Obama, whose endorsement of Sherrill is also being broadcast via digital and radio ads, is set to headline a rally in Newark, New Jersey, which is, of course, the state's biggest city. Quote, President Obama reminds us what we can accomplish when we leaders are unafraid to take. First of all, you're not a leader. Okay, I'm not electing a leader. I'm electing somebody to try to fix problems that your party created. And when Democrats use that term, take me to your leader. You're not my leader. Okay, the governor is not. You're not my leader. You have a job to run the executive branch of state government. Wish we could really get back to that mindset. But this is what these people think of themselves. President Obama reminds us what we can accomplish when we leaders are unafraid to take on big challenges to deliver. He led historic efforts to ensure millions of Americans and lower healthcare costs. The contrast couldn't be clearer, Mikey Sherrill's staff member wrote in a statement. Jack Ciccarelli is supporting Trump's attacks on New Jersey. Of course, the entire campaign for Mikey Sherrill has been Trump bad, Jack like Trump. That's basically what it's been. So the president weighed in on this race. He talked about it in Air Force One the other day. We played you that clip. And he said in Virginia, you got to back the Republican. And also in New Jersey, you got to back the Republican. You have to do these things. And that's good. And you should. Absolutely 100%. Now, this is what he said. I want to read for you what the president wrote. Jack Ciccarelli is a winner. A winner for New Jersey, in all caps. Mikey Sherrill is the exact opposite. A stone cold loser who will drive your energy costs through the roof, just like the Democrats are doing all over the country, but even more so because she has no understanding of what she is doing. Put simply, Jack Ciccarelli will bring your energy costs down to a new low, and Mikey Sherrill will do the exact opposite. Energy costs under her will go up by levels never seen before. Mikey has no clue as to what she is doing. New Jersey, vote for Jack Ciccarelli. He will never let you down. And we will post the interview that Byron Donalds did. Had a great chat with him earlier today. He's coming to New Jersey tomorrow to campaign for Jack, and that's going to be great. And he wrote the following, Jack Ciccarelli, the wonderful New Jersey gubernatorial candidate that is doing very well in the polls against a very fake and corrupt Mikey Sherrill, will bring energy prices down in New Jersey by record amounts. He calls me constantly wanting assurances that I will use the power of common sense on helping New Jersey with their energy bills, which are going up by record amounts. Jack is a man who will bring costs and prices down rapidly, but in particular, energy costs, because he knows that everything else will follow. Mikey Sherrill, on the contrary, has energy policies and concepts that will double and triple prices in New Jersey. Unlike Jack, there have been no calls to Washington saying, quote, what do we do with these rapidly rising electric and other costs? President continues saying, I have brought energy way down with gasoline soon to hit $2 with everything else following. If Mikey was essentially thrown out of her school for cheating and wasn't even allowed to walk through with her graduating class, is ever involved with government, energy prices will soar at a record level. Unlike Jack Ciccarelli, nobody from her group is calling the White House in order to take advantage of the record drops in overall energy costs. Jack Ciccarelli is a good man who understands business and who will bring down energy and other costs by 50% and even more. The unusually named Mikey, perhaps her only asset, will drive energy costs up like no governor in history. She will be a disaster, all caps, for New Jersey. Vote Jack Cittarelli. He will never let you down. So the president is doubling down, going all in on this race for Jack. And that's great. I think it's fantastic. And I think Jack's got a really strong chance to win here. And I think that when you've got guys like Byron Donalds coming into New Jersey tomorrow, it's a big deal. The interview with Byron is posted. Thank you, Matt. Are you putting that on social as well? Matt? DeSantis.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. No, right. It's on your X already.
Oh, it is.
And it's on YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well done. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm only saying that because I know Linda Kearns is listening, so I want to make sure she hears me give you a compliment.
I was waiting for an insult.
I did not insult you. How is that an insult?
I said I was waiting for an insult.
I didn't insult you. I just said great job.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm just clarifying that I'm only saying great job because I think Linda might be listening, and I'm trying to make sure there's a lot of evidence for the court.
It's possible I prefer being insulted. I'm uncomfortable with the compliment.
Well, I don't mean it.
Yeah, okay, that's better. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a real compliment. I'm only doing it to make Andrew feel good. Appreciate it. Like he works in a positive environment.
I genuinely do appreciate when Rich makes me feel welcome and at home.
You are welcome. And you too, John. Great job today.
Thank you so much. I didn't really do anything, but Andrew's a good teacher.
Really nothing to do. The show
the show makes itself run, you know.
The show makes itself run, exactly. That's all. We just have to not break anything. Yeah. And did we dump the Republican? No, I'm sorry. Did we dump the judge saying the B word?
Yeah, we did.
Good. We can't say the B word, right?
Technically, Carlin says you can.
Oh, you can say it.
Yeah. Matt immediately texted me after. He said the group chat afterward. Or I don't know who he texted, but he was like, no, it should be fine. And I was like, well, I did it already. So, but now we know for the future.
All right.
It's all good.
I didn't know if it was. I figured I'd err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
And I hit
that's fine.
Dump button, I realized I don't think it was a dump button I hit. I think I hit program.
To be clear, I'm not encouraging you or anyone else to say the word on the air, but we don't technically have to dump it. And again, don't use it.
That's not an excuse to allow such vocabulary.
Such vulgarity.
Right, yeah.
Right? We will not do that. Not on this show. We have high standards. We're class operation here. That's why we're going to play Andrea Bocelli in a minute. He sang for President Trump. I love Bocelli. We play Bocelli every Sunday at my house when we cook with the kids. We do Italian food every Sunday, and we always play Bocelli, playing through the speakers in the house.
Nice.
Yeah. This past Sunday, I made a what did I do? I did braised short ribs in Barolo, drank half of the bottle of Barolo, and used a cup for the wine, and then drank the other cup. And proceeded to cook. So,
still got all your fingers and everything. So nothing got scarred or burned or nothing like that.
No, you know. And I used to do these videos of cooking with Reagan, where I'd post pictures of Reagan. But now, ever since Charlie Kirk, I just Bridget wanted the kids. Mom is the only one of the kids off social media. So, I'm not posting the videos anymore because my mother would freak out and she'd call me up. And she'd go, Rich, you got to take the kids off social. It's not safe. I got tired of hearing it. You know what I mean?
She cares.
Why?
She cares.
She's not wrong.
I know. And the last time I saw Andrew was at Costco. Don't say where, but when I saw, I ran into him at Costco.
It was a Costco.
It was a Costco.
Yes, it was.
And
I got to meet Reagan.
You met Reagan.
It was great.
You met little Reagan.
The living legend.
Yes. She was a little shy, though, right?
She had no idea who I was.
No.
Like, I've heard about her for a year, what a wonderful kid she is and all that stuff, going to the dentist office and everything. And she looked at me as if I had, like, three heads and 16 arms. It was quite the experience.
I said, this is Mr. Andrew. He works with Daddy. And she just blanks there.
Well, that's how my kids would look at you. It's the same thing. They're,
of course.
I work with Rich. He talks on the radio. And my daughter would be like,
what's a radio?
What does that even mean?
Well, Reagan's at the point now where if my wife has the radio on, which is rare, but if she has it on in the car, she goes, turn off Daddy and put on music.
That's what my kids would absolutely put on whatever kids' music. Da, da, da.
I mean, I think Reagan speaks for the greater Philadelphia metropolitan area.
South Jersey.
Yeah. Turn off daddy, put on music. I'm tired of this blowhard. Thank you, honey. Speaking of blowhards, what did I just send you? I sent you something. What did I send you? Oh,
A couple clips.
How's the Bernie one? Is it good?
I haven't listened to it yet, so we can find out together.
All right.
This is Bernie on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Well, the president put this on his Truth Social, so I'm curious why he did that. I haven't heard it either, but I'm curious why President Trump put Bernie on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart on his Truth Social. So let's take a listen. Let's find out.
It's always been consistent, and you've spoken this way since you first came on the scene for a very long time, and you've always been clear about it. You could almost make a case that the true inheritor of the Sanders revolution is Trump. He's the most socialist president of my lifetime. Taking a percentage of companies to do business, that's a Bernie Sanders idea.
Yeah.
Doing a Trump RX where the government is involved in selling pharmaceuticals, that's a Bernie Sanders
idea. But it's not only some of his policies, some of his other policies, let's not forget, is throwing 15 million people off the health care they have and doubling health care premiums.
He's not perfect.
And giving a trillion.
I didn't say he was perfect.
Giving $1 trillion in tax breaks to the 1%.
Is it frustrating that this thing that you fought for your whole career, Democrats are the ones who run away from scared. And he's embraced some of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right. So what do we got to do?
Is that it?
Well, yeah, that's it.
All right, I don't really know what the point of that was. All right, and then the president commented on Curtis Sliwa not dropping out of the race. And by the way, the LoveGov/nursing home serial killer Andrew Cuomo is on with Brett Baer yesterday. Matt, is he coming on about his book?
Who?
Brett Baer.
Oh, we got to talk off air.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah.
Did they say no?
Well, did you get my message?
No.
Oh,
just say it. What?
No, I'll tell you off air. I'll text you.
He doesn't like me, does he?
No, that isn't it at all.
He wasn't very nice to me yesterday in the green room. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, really?
He wasn't mean. He was just very businesslike, you know? I was like, hey, Brad, how you doing? And I reintroduced myself, and I was like, I was with you in Philly on election night. He's like, yeah, I remember. Congrats on the book. It's like, thanks. That was it.
Keeping it professional, you know.
Yeah, it's.
I don't agree with that all the time, but.
No, listen, I walked in today and Carly Shimkus gave me a huge hug. Carly Shimkus hug trumps Brett Baer cordial greeting in the green room. I think we'd all agree on that point, right?
Yeah.
Did you want to choose. A hug from Brett Baer?
You can call it a bear hug.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
All right, now we know the show's going on way too long. Now we know the show is just should have ended 22 minutes ago. All right, well, here's the... I got a hug from Carly Shimkus today. Did I mention that?
I think so.
Okay. I was on Fox and Friends first. Did I mention that?
Yeah, I think we were talking about that before.
Sometimes I forget to mention that.
It was a few hours ago, though, so, you know, the memory is,
Fair enough. So the car picked me up at 3 a.m. this morning. I went to New York. I did Fox and Friends first, walked into the lobby at Fox News, and Carly was there, and she came right over to me and said, hi, Rich, and gave me a big hug.
Nice. Wonderful.
Take that, Rhett Rare. I'm not saying anyone's name specifically at Fox. Just saying.
Maybe Brett was waiting for you to give him a hug. Why didn't you initiate?
Because that would have been a bear hug. Oh, God.
See, it's catching on.
Oh, make it stop.
That's the next Rich Gioli Army t-shirt.
Oh, please no. Please no.
I know Newman Price is listening. We might need a song.
Yeah. Well, the LoveGov is not, I don't know. I mean, Trump says he doesn't want to get involved. This is what he said when he was asked about Curtis Sliwa. The front page today of the New York Post, which I got in the lobby at Fox News. I might have mentioned that. I was on Fox and Friends this morning. Fox and Friends first and got a hug from Curtis. Anyway, it says, just walk away, Bure. Can we play that song, Just Walk Away, Renee? You know that one? When we come
back. I can find it.
When we come back from break, we'll play it. Now it's just very catchy. Just walk away, Beret. Anyway, this is what the president said. Take a listen.
Mr. President, a new poll shows that if Curtis Sliwa dropped out of the New York mayoral race, then Andrew Cuomo would only trail Mamdani by 4 points. Would you call Curtis Sliwa to drop out of the race so that can happen?
Well, I looked at the polls, and looks like we're going to have a communist as the mayor of New York. It'll be very interesting. But here's the good news. He's got to go through the White House. Everything goes through the White House, at least this White House it does. And we'll have to see what happens. But if he dropped out, he's not going to win. And not looking too good for Cuomo either. But maybe, I don't know, if he dropped out, maybe Cuomo would have a little bit of a chance, but not much. Because it looks like the lead is, it's not a great lead, but it's big enough that he should be able to win. So, you know, I don't know that I want to get involved. It's really a question of, would I rather have a Democrat or a communist? And I would rather have a Democrat than a communist.
Will you meet with Mamdani if he wins?
Yeah, I'll speak to him.
Mr. President,
I have an obligation to speak to him. But look, I love New York. I've always loved New York. I just can't believe a thing like this is happening. I left New York, and we had a mayor, de Blasio, who was a disaster. But when I left, it was sort of before he could really take hold. And boy, New York was a hot city, and now it's sad to see what's happening, frankly. And with a communist in charge, look, you just go back 1,000 years. I mean, it's been done many times, 1,000 years. It's never worked once.
I mean, Curtis isn't going anywhere, so, you know. And somebody said to me, why don't I put pressure on Cuomo to drop out? Cuomo's not going to listen to me. Curtis isn't going to listen to me. I'm just telling you, wait, I can't. There's no point advocating for anything. The guy's going to do what he wants to do. I mean, Sliwa's going to do what he wants to do. He wants to run. He's not going anywhere. So, you know, Cuomo's not going anywhere. And Mandami's going to win. I mean, if things continue the same, which it seems like 2 weeks ago they're going to, then, yeah, Mandami's going to win. Not happy about it. Doesn't mean I like it. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. Just because I have the ability to read polls and foresee the future doesn't mean that I'm happy about it. Sometimes people accuse me of that. They're like, oh, you want him to win. I don't want him to win. I don't want Cuomo to win either. I'd love it if Curtis Sliwa could pull it off. He's not going to. I mean, just reality. It's New York City. Let's stop acting as if a Republican can win in that city in a 3-man race where you've got, I mean, New York has not had a Republican mayor since Bloomberg ran as a Republican and then denounced being a Republican and wasn't a Republican. So, yeah, I mean, New York is, it's shot. It's like a drug addict. It's got to hit rock bottom. I don't know. I'm not happy about it. It is what it is. You know, I don't know what else to tell you. It is what it is. But we have a really good chance at Virginia with Winsome Earl Sears. And we got an outstanding chance with Jack Cittarelli in New Jersey. So, you know, take the wins we can get them, I guess. That's what I can tell you on that point. I don't see Sliwa going anywhere. John Katsimides is pushing heavily for Sliwa to get out of the race. John Katsimides owns WABC. Curtis Sliwa was a talk show host on WABC, and I think, if anything, Katsimides would be the only person who can convince Curtis to get out of the race, because Katsimides would control, theoretically, Curtis's ability to be a radio talk show host again, because he's going to need a job, I would imagine. I don't know his finances, but I would imagine he probably would want to do something. I don't think he really wants to retire, so I don't know. I mean, with John Katsimides owning WABC and with Curtis being a longtime staple of that radio station, perhaps it will move him. I don't know. By the way, speaking of horrible people, Gavin Newsom nursed tequila and pouted over blame. Newsom drank while L.A. burned. I'll share that story with you upon my return. But let me tell you about Dr. Mike Venario. Let's talk about your health, right? Say you got to undergo complex dental surgery. I'm talking the whole nine yards, implants, crowns. Are you really going to just trust any pop-up dental chain, or do you want the best of the best? When it comes to complex dental surgery, for over 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dental surgery, implants, masterful dentistry, all of it. Dr. Mike treats other doctors. The experts call Dr. Mike the expert. You want a dentist who actually cares about your health, and that's Dr. Mike. Because with Dr. Mike, it's not about cost, it's about care. His compassion and commitment to your health is his top priority. This is why Dr. Mike is the dentist of my entire family. So when it comes to your health, including your dental health, that's not the time to cut corners. You want the best and only the best. So make your appointment to see him today and get a free implant consultation. Make your appointment. Just go to VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. If you already had an estimate for an implant or anything else complex, get a second opinion. It is worth doing. 856-786-2020, VanariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Walk away, Beret. But he's not doing it, so there you go. Now, meanwhile, over in California, actually, let me play this real quick for you. Kelsey Grammer did an ad for Jack Cittarelli. I played this earlier, but it's really good. I like it a lot. And Kelsey's gotten more and more politically involved. I know he sat down with Dom at Mulligan's a few years ago, and he's gotten a lot more politically active over the years. And he put this ad out for Jack. I think it's great. It's got his voice in it. So cut number 12. Take a listen.
Hi, Kelsey Grammer here. I grew up in New Jersey. I love this state. When I was a boy, folks would stand up for what's right and not wait for someone else to fix our problems. This last decade or so, it seems we've lost our way. Taxes keep climbing, crime's on the rise. Trenton's filled with politicians talking big and doing nothing. It's time. It's time to lower taxes and let families breathe again. It's time to protect our girls and preserve fairness in women's sports. It's time to make New Jersey safe again and stop overdevelopment that's crowding every corner of our suburban communities. It's time to get energy rates under control. Families shouldn't have to choose between heating their homes and feeding themselves. Finally, it's time to restore integrity, accountability, and pride in Trenton. Time to believe again in honest leadership and restore the promise of this state. Jack Cittarelli will lead with strength, decency, and respect for all who love New Jersey and call it home. We've waited long enough. It's time.
Great ad. Vice President J.D. Vance said there will not be American boots on the ground in Gaza. This is cut number 9. He spoke with reporters in Israel. He was there with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, part of the negotiations brokered with Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey. Cut number 8.
I think it's important for Americans to know a couple of things. Number one, there are not going to be American boots on the ground in Gaza. The President of the United States has made that very clear. All of our military leadership has made that very clear. What we can do is provide some useful coordination. How do you take, you know, the Gulf Arab states, plus Israel, plus, plus the Turks, plus the Indonesians, how do you actually get those folks to work together in a way that actually produces long-term peace? The only real mediators are the United States of America. And so that's the role that we're going to play. I think the American people should be proud of it, but they should know that there are going to be no American boots on the ground in Gaza.
Good. I don't want any boots on the ground in Gaza. I'm sure you don't either. He also said that we're 1 week in to the peace plan, and it's going great. Better than expected. This is cut number 7, Vice President J.D. Vance in Israel. Take a listen.
Yeah, look, I think that we are 1 week into President Trump's historic peace plan in the Middle East, and things are going, frankly, better than I expected that they were. This is a very, very tough situation. You have two peoples, two enemies who have fought a very tough conflict against each other. You have a terrorist organization on one hand that murdered a lot of innocent people. You've got an Israeli army that was defending itself on the other, that has learned a lot over the past couple of years. And of course, you have an innocent civilian population in Gaza that's caught in the middle. But here at the Civilian Military Cooperation Center, which we are announcing the opening of, you have Israelis and Americans working hand in hand to try to begin the plan to rebuild Gaza, to implement a long-term peace, and to actually ensure that you have security forces on the ground in Gaza, not composed of Americans, who can keep the peace over the long term. So we've got a lot of work left to do. This is going to take a very, very long time. But I think Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner, and Admiral Cooper behind me have done an incredible job. I want to say just a couple of quick things, and then I want to turn it over to Steve Witkoff. Number one, the Israeli government has been remarkably helpful in this. I want to thank them, thank our Israeli partners, and all the folks particularly who are working hand-in-hand with their American friends here at the CMCC. And number two, I want to say that there is this weird attitude I've sensed in the American media, in the Western media, where there's almost this desire to root for failure, that every time something bad happens, that every time that there's an act of violence, there's this inclination to say, oh, this is the end of the ceasefire. This is the end of the peace plan. It's not the end. It is, in fact, exactly how this is going to have to happen when you have people who hate each other, who have been fighting against each other for a very long time. We are doing very well. We are in a very good place. We're going to have to keep working on it, but I think we have the team to do exactly that. So with all thanks to our partners, both in Israel, but all across
the Gulf. Good. Let's hope that's the case. Thank you, Andrew. Now, the president today talked about Russ Vought. Russ Vought as Darth Vader. So it's cube cut number 2. We had a luncheon in the White House Rose Garden as he talked about the continued government shutdown. This is the big story brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. For 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dentistry. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or veneriadental.com. This is cut number 2.
We'll say this, that we have Darth Vader. You know Darth Vader, right? Darth Vader is a man who I think he's sitting right. Is that Darth? Stand up, please, Darth Vader. Stand up. Does everybody know? This is, they call him Darth Vader. I call him a fine man. But he's cutting Democrat priorities, and they're never going to get him back. And they've caused us, and they've really allowed us to do it. And by the way, thank you. You're doing a great job, I have to tell you. So really a great job. Because many of the things that they're cutting, like the New York project, $20 billion we're cutting it, they're not going to get it back. I mean, they're not going to get a lot of things back. They may not get it back. Maybe we'll talk to them about it. But they're losing all the things that they wanted. But there, many of the things that they wanted are things that we don't want. The things that are just so bad for our country. And we're cutting those things out.
Now, the president, a short time ago, was asked about some of the radical lunatics and Chuck Schumer, and he's gonzo. Take a listen.
I would say he would be the leader of the party. It's not Schumer. Schumer's shot. he's shot. This poor guy, I feel sorry for him. I've known him for a long time, but he's I think he's mentally gone. He's been beat up by young, radical lunatics. And I think Chuck Schumer is, he's gonzo. I really do. I think he's probably not going to run. It shows that he's losing in every poll. Now, this is hard. You know, he wants to meet with me. It's sort of hard to be with a guy after I make a statement like that, but I'm just giving you the facts. I think Chuck is probably finished. I know some people, Democrats, that would be good. Some good politicians and some, you know, reasonable people. But I understand that they would not have a chance of, you know, getting even the concept of holding the torch. They're not going to get it. But they have some people that I really believe they're low IQ people. They're stupid people. And they seem to be leading the party.
They're crazy people is what they are. They're radical lunatics is what they are. And Trump talked about, would he meet with Schumer and Jeffries as this government shutdown continues? Take a listen.
I just want them to open up the country first. You know, the country is so hot right now. And they've never voted against, you know, continuation. They've never voted against. They've never done that. They're doing this because they have Trump derangement syndrome. But I would like to meet with both of them. But I set one little caveat. I will only meet if they let the country open. They have to let the country open. The people want to go back to work. They want to be served. They want to, they need the services of some people. And a lot of people need the money, the payroll. So I'll do it as soon as they open up the country. I'd like.
Now, I should also mention to you that Governor Gavin Newsom drank while L.A. burned. He nursed tequila and pouted over blame. That's from the New York Post today. I'll share that with you upon my return. As we continue here in our fourth and final hour, don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
All righty. So, Gavin Newsom drank tequila, according to a story in the New York Post today. He nursed a bottle of tequila, in his mansion while L.A. burned in the Palisades fire and pouted that President Trump was blaming him for the devastating blaze. He told Bloomberg Businessweek, "I felt the weight of everything collapsing. We had just lost the election. I was watching Elon at peak Elon, Trump at peak Trump. He had just returned home from a week visiting the still burning ruin of Los Angeles, where fire hydrants had no water and citizens on the street accosted him with accusations, all as Trump himself raged on social media in all caps, no more excuses. He was getting absolutely massacred by everybody, said Newsom's good friend, Doug Hendrickson, who joined the California governor for the pickled pity party in January. Like it was his fault, the whole thing. He was sort of a train wreck. It remains unclear if the pair pounded booze at the California governor's mansion in Sacramento or at Newsom's $9 million mansion outside San Francisco in Marin County. Newsom was very much in the line of fire at the time, with Trump, then president-elect, pouring on criticism for the city and the state's inability to put out the Palisades fire, which would destroy 7,000 homes and businesses and kill 12 people before it was contained after about a month. By the way, great movie to watch on Apple TV. It's called The Lost Bus with Matthew McConaughey. We watched it the other night. True story about the campfire back in, I think it was like 2019 or so. I forget exactly when. But McConaughey plays a bus driver who rescues 22 kids from a burning school. Really well done movie. The fires are still raging in L.A. The incompetent pals have no idea how to put them out. The president wrote on Truth Social on January 12th. They just can't put out the fires. What's wrong with them? In another post earlier that day, Trump blamed Newsom for prioritizing an endangered fish over the people of L.A. and accused him of draining local reservoirs. He is the blame for this, Trump wrote. And Newsom claimed to Bloomberg that he was terrified of what was coming once Trump was sworn in on January 20th, recalling how he'd been able to work with the president to fight another L.A. fire in 2018. But he said then President-elect Trump seemed determined only to attack him. I'm like, this is a different guy, Newsom told Bloomberg. However, the fires were one of the experiences that inspired Newsom to become one of Trump's most vocal opponents in a Democratic Party that's floundered to make sense of itself since President Biden's reelection campaign imploded. And Vice President Harris was quickly proved incapable of carrying the party's standard into a new era. And apparently, he sat there and drank tequila, nursing his pain. What a wuss. Stephen Colbert went after Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, with a reality check on her claim that Biden's ousting was a betrayal. And this is an interesting exchange here, because KJP, the White House fembot, former White House fembot, was doing the standard spin. And then Colbert starts basically talking down to her like a child. Cut 14.
I saw a guy who I had not seen backstage at the benefit that I did. It seemed like a dramatically different person. And at 81 years old, that's not entirely unexpected. You can imagine why people got so worried.
So, a couple of things. I got to see Joe Biden almost every day. And this is a question that I take very seriously. No one has ever said he hasn't aged. No one ever said that. He would make jokes about it. He would acknowledge it. And he would say, yes, I know I don't speak this as well as I used to. I don't walk as well as I used to. No one is saying that he didn't age. I'm talking about, did he have the question that I was getting, the mental acuity? Was he able to govern? And the man that I saw nearly every day was someone who was engaging, understood policy, and was always putting the American people first. And it showed in what we were able to get done. I remember
Or his policies. But it takes more than that to be the president of the United States. And in a moment of great pressure on stage, we saw someone shock us and worry us. And nothing could assuage that worry. So I don't think it was necessarily a betrayal of Joe Biden, as other people saying, we don't think we were shown Joe Biden, Stephen, that you saw.
I saw every day a really ugly assault on someone who had 50 plus years of experience and who, again, objectively had done a good job as president of the United States. And it was heartbreaking to see that type of behavior.
I think all of that, everything you're saying, I cannot I cannot fault the factual basis of what you're saying or your feelings about it. But what happened was the debate performance. Everything is downstream of that.
And no one is saying that the debate performance wasn't shocking, wasn't a disappointment. No one is saying that.
Disappointment is such a light term.
I use your words.
It was harrowing.
I use your words.
Okay, look, listen, we're never going to agree on this.
We're not.
Let me just jump in here and say the debate was a setup to get Biden out of the race. I said that days before the debate. And that's the bottom line. And anybody who thinks otherwise at this point is nuts. All right. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. John, great job learning the ropes today. Andrew, excellent job. DeSantis. Okay. So Jimmy Failla, Fox Across America, straight ahead. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli and Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Rich Zeoli Show. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.